In Matthew chapter number 14, I want to start reading in verse number 22. And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went unto a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed. I looked up that Bible word, and it simply means the notion of going to the bottom. The notion of going to the bottom. And then He says this, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, or around 3 or 4 a.m., Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them. And this is what He said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered Him, and he said this wonderful Bible word, "Lord, if it be Thou," I'm glad He's Lord this morning. Help, somebody help me to shout Lord this morning. "So if it be Thou, bid me to come to you on the water." And He said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. And he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And I love this Bible word. It's why I love the King James Bible. So good. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, "Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for reverence in the reading of the Word of God. Brother Mike, pray for me that God had touched the message this morning. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. I'm interested today in a couple of thoughts, and I won't hold you long. But with all of my heart, I know what the Spirit of God has been saying to my spirit the last 2 or 3 days. And I want to just share that one word with you a little bit in the sermon. And now help me now as I go down through this text, and I hope that it'll be a blessing to you this morning. First of all, I want you to notice Christ and notice that His watch is ensuring. His watch is ensuring. In verse 25,
in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Yes, Jesus went away from the multitude. Let me help you and be your pastor a few minutes. You're not going to do much for the cause of Christ till you come away from the multitude and be alone. When you get alone with God, it ought to be a peaceful feeling and a powerful feeling. You might not be shouting it out, and you might not be the happiest camper in the park, but we must take time to get alone. Very important. If I'm not careful as the pastor of this flock, I'll find myself way too busy and not getting the key thing of getting alone. Jesus steeled Himself away. Do you have a time each day where you can get alone? Notice that His watch is ensuring. I'm glad that He's listened to me this morning. He's never took His eyes off of His children. I don't care how big the storm is raging. And I'm going to tell you the problem with us. We've heard this text so much and we read it so many times. We've got so familiar with the text, but I will remind you, His watch is ensuring. I'm glad Jesus is a-looking. I'm glad He's seen about you when you was going to work. I'm glad He's seen about you when you left your house this morning. And just because, now watch now, just because you can't see Him, don't mean He can't see you. His watch is ensuring. There's no doubt with me that with the parents and the mom and dad, I don't know why, but I sure am wanting to do on some parenting preaching this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. There's times that you can't watch your children, but I'm glad there's somebody that's a-looking about your children. Mama and daddies, keep an eye on your children. Know where they are and where they're going and who they're hanging out with. Know what they're watching and they're listening to. Watch all of that. God has put them in your care. But aren't you glad just because you can't see Him don't mean that He can't see you, honey? Hell, we got a God that a watch is ensuring. I'm glad I got a Bible to let me know there's a God in heaven looking our way this morning. It was no accident that you lived out of that situation. It was no accident when you failed that you lived. Honey, there's an almighty God in heaven that had His graceful eye about you. And He's watching all of His children this morning. And He does allow things to happen. It got rough. This is why a lot of people quit serving God. They serve Him for the benefits. Why don't you just serve Him because you love Him this morning? He ain't always got to hand you a new toy on Friday. Honey, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I'm glad He's got a watchful eye that's watching about all of His children. He allows things to happen. The family this week, the Texas trooper, the Texas sheriff that was killed, assassinated this week. God seen that. And just because this family today might not can see Him, He can see them. And just because you can't see Him in your trouble, it don't mean that He ain't seeing you in your trouble. Because we got a God that's a-looking. Ain't nobody blindfolded our God this morning. He's a-looking. He's watching all His little children. And I sure am glad that, oh, we got a Jesus that He's a-watching. No doubt it reminds me that it is very much ensuring. Number two, about our Christ. Not only has He got a watch that is ensuring, He has a walk that is informing. In verse 25, the Bible said this, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. I love what the McCamey's saying. It's all under His feet. Maybe what is over you, I can tell you this morning, it's under His feet. I'm glad, hallelujah, I'm glad I've got a God that can step out on our situation and walk across the water. And I don't know if you've read all the story, but hallelujah, our God didn't go down. Honey, Peter went down, but our God will never go under, hallelujah. Oh, He's got a walk that is informing. I sure am glad to know I serve a God that it's under His feet. It's not too big for Him. He can walk into any situation. And this is where the devil will get some of you out of church if you're not careful. The storm's so big, it's over me. We can't see the Lord. I don't know why this is happening. I just want to remind you this morning, He can step out in your situation in any moment. Hey, don't give up and don't jump out of the ship. A lot of people say, well, Brother Tony, it sure is bad out yonder. But honey, I'll remind you, it's a lot better on the inside than it is on the outside this morning. It might have got real bad on the ark with Noah. No doubt it got tough there, but what was going on the outside was a lot worse than what's going on the inside. I'm glad I'm in the ship. I'm glad, hallelujah, I'm in friendship. Thank God for the day, save me. I'm in sonship. I'm glad because I pray and ask forgiveness of my sin. I got fellowship, hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, I'm in the ship this morning. And Mama, when we can't see Him, He sees us. And I done been serving Him too long to find out He never does wrong in the situation. He'll hurt your feelings. Somebody said, God won't hurt you. You better read your Bible. He'll allow things to hurt you. But He won't never harm you. Because He's working all things together for good. That's amazing to me how good our God is. Now, I want to get down to where I want to preach. But I want you to notice this about our Christ. His watch is ensuring. His walk is informing. His way is inspiring. His way is inspiring. Now, I sure am glad that He took it upon Himself to come in the situation. I hear a lot of people say, you got to do this and do that. Let me tell you, God didn't write that book. I hear a lot of people saying, well, you got to do this and do that to build a church. God didn't write that book. God wrote this book. This is the book God's interested in, is the book of all books. The only book, the King James Bible book. There is no other book in God's book. Now I'm going to tell you what, I sure am glad that He's got a way that is inspiring. He just came unto them in the fourth watch of the night, and they ain't said a word yet. He presented Himself to them first. I'm glad He'll come to us in our storm. His way is inspiring. I don't know if y'all have noticed this or not, but I tell you, when you're going to see the Lord show up is in trouble. His way is inspired. These boys ain't shot a flare. They ain't waved a flag. They're upset because the storm has got up. And in the fourth watch of the night, look what the Bible said. Jesus came walking unto them. There's been times I couldn't pray. God come to me. And I know it ain't proper preaching. And I know Mr. Bottle Stopper probably wouldn't tell you that this morning, honey. But there's a God in heaven loves you in spite of who you are and where you are and what you've done. And the God of heaven will come to you first.
There's been times I couldn't wave a flag. I couldn't shoot a flare. But His way amazes me how He just comes. If you want to find God, I'll tell you where you can find Him. Go down yonder at the funeral home. Go down yonder on the bed of affliction. That's where you'll find the Lord. So many cases, God comes to us in the situation. Now, I don't know if you notice in this text or not, but I want to point these things out to you and show you that His watch is ensuring, His walk is informing, His way is inspired. I want to say something right there. Have you ever had somebody and you done them wrong and they wasn't your friend no more? Well, that was quiet, so let me say it this way. Have you ever had a friend and you did the best you could do and they wasn't your friend no more and they won't even come around you no more? But not this Jesus. His ways are inspiring to me. How He loves them. Let me ask y'all something. There are so many places He is today, but isn't that a blessing that He would be here in our midst this morning? I was reading about an old preacher where the Bible said that God hated Esau and He loved Jacob. Somebody said, well, I can't believe God said that He hated Esau. He said, that's not the verse that really gets me. The part that really gets me is where He said He loved Jacob. It amazes me, not about how good we are, it amazes me God had come up in here this morning and see about His children. It amazes me how good God is in our life. And then notice this, His Word is instructing. He said in verse 27, He said, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, look what He said, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not. He didn't even say it was Jesus. He didn't say it was the Son of God. He didn't say that it was the Lamb of glory and it was those three things. But He said, it is I. Ain't you glad that His children know His voice? It is I. Be not afraid. It's I. I'm glad that Bible says that sheep hear His voice and no other voice will they follow. Boy, I tell you, you can tell when bad doctrine's being preached. You can tell when somebody's out of the Bible. But boy, when you hear the words of Him, you'll know it's Him. Now, I took us up to that right there, and this is what I want to say this morning. This is what the Lord has branded in my spirit in the last two or three days. This is what I want to say. It's your move. It's your move. And I want to say that, number one, it may be your move to talk to the Lord. In verse 28, after God told them, or after Jesus told them that it was Him, look what it said. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water. Just a little talk with Jesus will help you. Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You. Now, I've heard a lot of men writing books, and this is what they say. Ha, just move by faith and trust God. I don't know if them men really know what faith is. Faith is this, taking God's Word at what He says. You see, Simon Peter got a word out yonder from the Lord before he went out there to Him. I would say this, before you leave your church, I'd be sure the Lord told you to. I'd say before you went in business, the Lord told you to. I'd say before you changed your children in another direction, I'd be sure the Lord told you to. I've noticed this, I'll never forget, I was way up in an airplane, I was going to the Philippines to preach. I studied in this passage and the Lord showed me something up there that night. You see, Peter did pretty good while he was walking to go to Jesus and the storms got up and he got to looking at the situation and the Lord never said one word to him till Peter said, Lord, save me. And the Lord said, O thou of little faith. What did He show you, Brother Ken? Well, see, Simon Peter got a word back yonder.
And so he didn't need a word while he was walking. Just take him on his last word, what he said to you. He ain't got to say no more if he's done said something to you. He's done so told some of you to serve me. Serve me and surrender to me at Liberty Baptist Church. You ain't need him to wave you another flag. You just need to take him at the word he's done give you. You see, I'm going on the last word I got. Come. He ain't got to say no more to me because what he said to me was right to start with. Amen. I just get hard-headed a lot of times about what he says first. Y'all know that I bought a motorcycle one time. The Lord made me sell it. And it's not wrong for people to ride a motorcycle. I'm glad you can. I just can't. So Parker got young and he got to ride, love stuff. So I went and bought a Honda dirt bike. It was just a 200. Brother Felton remembers. It is a nice bike. I got a little Parker on it. I rode him down to the garden spot and back. And the Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart. And I said, oh, no. I got off, walked in the house. I said, Renee, you don't believe this. I said, the Lord ain't going to let me have this dirt bike. She said, ain't he done told you something about that? That would have saved me about $600 if I'd have listened just that one trip. You see, when the Lord tells you something back yonder and you've went out, it doesn't matter how bad things are going, just remember this. The word that He give you back yonder, it's going to work out yonder. You know, the Lord told me one time with a handful of people, five families on a high chair. Lord spoke to my heart. God began to move and help. There's been a lot of things in 21 years that's discouraged me. And I'll be honest with you. If I was somebody looking for a big sign from heaven to tell me to keep it going on, let me tell you what I'm going on. I'm going on the call that He gave me to start with. And that's all that matters, that I've answered His call. He said, come. Let me tell you, you can trust His word today. You can trust Him with your family. You can trust Him with your job. You can trust Him with everything you've got because His word is right. Now, it's your move. Some of you need to have a talk with Jesus. Lord, is that really you? It's okay to ask Jesus something. You know, I've heard this a lot in books. Well, it's wrong to ask God why. Well, I don't reckon they ever read their Bible. Because Jesus on the cross, He said, why hast thou forsaken me? A lot of times we think we're too bulletproof and we're so not human. But I tell you what, God's done showed me I'm real human. And there's times that I doubt and I struggle and I get discouraged. But I'm going to tell you something. It may be your move this morning to talk to Jesus. I'm going to tell you, He loves you today. And He never does do any wrong. Now watch this. It's not only your move maybe to talk to Jesus, but verse 29, it's your move to turn to Jesus. The Bible said in verse 29, He simply said this. He said, come. And when Peter was come down, see, you're not going to get there high-minded. The reason a lot of you is not walking with the Lord, you're walking too high. But the Bible said when He came down. And I'm going to tell you, it'd be a good time to turn to the Lord. I hear this a lot. Well, I got saved, but there never was no repentance. Well, let me tell you, the Lord still requires repentance to go to heaven. You don't say a little prayer and live like the devil and go to heaven. There's got to be a life change, a repentant heart. I'm sorry, Lord, and I can't do this without You. These little Walmart prayers on the street corner and 50 make salvation professions on Saturday and they don't get you in church on Sunday. Honey, nothing happened to your heart. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness. That was his main message, repent. Jesus' message was repent. You know what that simply means? It means to make an about face and start going another way toward Jesus. We all make mistakes. That's why that Bible says, if we will confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. It takes a prayer life to stay in fellowship with God. I was checking in at Mount Airy the other day at the motel at a meeting. And there's an old boy there signed the book. And this woman, she was a good meet and greet lady, but she talked a little too much, really. She just, you know, it just tears me up trying to get in line. This woman's trying to check out all your family tree and all this stuff. And I'm saying, lady, you need to hurry. I got to preach here in 2 hours and I got to get packed in and get out of here. She said this. She told the old boy in front of me, she said, I'm going to have to put y'all on the fourth floor. She said, all you're going to hear up there is the air conditioner and God. That old boy looked at her and he said, well, I don't want to hear God. That'll mean I'm dead. I said, no, buddy. I want to hear Him walking every day of my life. I want to be an Enoch. If you walk in close to God, you'll hear Him in your life. He looked at me like, I'm sorry I checked up in here this morning. Let me tell you, Christian, we all make mistakes. There's none good, no, not one. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, we'd all die and go to hell in our sin. There's nobody here over nobody this morning. We all stand even at Calvary. We all make mistakes. But it's up to our part if we'll confess our sins and trust Him to take care of our sin. It requires a walk with Jesus to fellowship. Now, it's your move. Maybe you need to have a talk. Maybe you need to have a turn. Are you tired of that crowd you're running with? Then turn. Young ladies, when they get from you all they want, they'll leave you. Young men, when they bankrupt you and crash your life and get all out of you, they're going to leave you. Jesus will be a friend to the end. So it's your move to talk, to turn. Verse 29, this would help a lot of us. It may be your move to trust. Verse 29, the Bible simply says that He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter trusted Him. You know what I've noticed in this Bible, and I've preached a sermon about it. Peter went over. You'll never go under going over. Oh, you may begin to sink a little bit. But you'll never go under, over. Some of you ought to go overboard in your worship. It's still okay to raise your hand and be Baptist. It's still all right to say amen. You'll raise your voice at your wife. Why don't you raise it to our great Lord and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's okay to go overboard in your worship. You'll never go under going over. Some of you need to trust Him. Some of you ought to go overboard in your giving. Say, well, I'll give $10. It won't hurt much. Give $20. Let it hurt a little. Go overboard. It amazes me, the people in this church, how good they are to people. There's a missionary that I was with in the last couple of weeks. He had a guitar case. Said he left our church. Went to another church. Said he didn't know what in the world they was going to do. Said he opened up his guitar to sing on the stage. When he lifted up, one of the members had put money under his guitar in that case. I can tell you time upon time when people's been good to somebody, and I'll guarantee you one thing. You write this down, friend. God's been good to you for your giving. He said, give and it shall be given. Some of us just need to trust Him. It's your move to trust Him. Trust Him with your marriage. Trust Him with your job. Trust Him with your children. Peter trusted Him. And then it may be your move to tell Him something. Verse 30, he was doing pretty good. He looked around and began to sink. Miss Sharon, I want you to come if you would, sister. And the Bible simply said this, he beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. He told the Lord something. There's three classes of people. I put it on computer this week. There's a class that thinks they're sinking, but they're not. The devil will tell you you're sinking, you're no good, you're all washed up. And so it lets me know there's a class of people that are doing good, and the devil's telling you that you're sinking, but you're not. And then secondly, the other group of people, it's the people that are walking and sinking, and they know they're sinking. It'd be a good time to tell the Lord, save me. Then thirdly, it's a group of people, and they're sinking. They don't even know they're sinking. They have no idea they're sinking. They're just going through the motion. Let me tell you, Jesus is a lot better than that. I'm telling you, day in, day out, you put this in your Bible, you'll never meet nobody like Him that you can trust. Some of you young ladies, the Lord's been speaking to your hearts. You ought to trust Him and be saved. Some of you young men, some of you older men, Lord's been speaking to your heart. I don't know of a better time to trust Him. It's your move. Matter of fact, the gist of this story, half of it would have been out if Simon Peter hadn't made his move. Maybe your move. You say, Brother Ken, I hear you've got a perfect home. No, I've got a great home, not perfect. Me and my wife, for 36 years, we've had struggles. We've had times that we've doubted. But the Lord, listen to me, folks. Listen to your preacher. The Lord has seen us through every struggle. Megan got out of the car one day. I remember it as long as I live. I can tell you right where I was standing, where she was, what she was driving. Megan working at the doctor's office. They sent the report in on the fax machine. She got off and read her own report. She had cancer. When your baby comes home and she looks at you and only she can give you that look, you know something was wrong. She run to me. She said, Daddy, I got cancer. Let me tell you something. God sent us through it. Some of you, you buried children. You buried grandbabies. God sent you through it. What would people do without the Lord? Can I say something as you preacher? When you can't see Him, He can see you. And I tell you, very likelihood, when you're going to meet Him, when a storm's in your life. It's your move. What you need this morning. This is what we want to do. This is what we'll do. Devil told me a while ago. He said, don't you do that. Then people think you're being partial to your family. I'm not a politically correct preacher. I want to do what the Spirit of God whispers to my heart to do. It's your move, what you need this morning. I mean, really in your life, it's your move. Some of you need to talk to Him. Some of you need to turn to Him. Some of you need to trust Him. Won't you come this morning, open this altar, just you and the Lord and what you have need in your life.